So, without tasting the plant, he and Ushanabi head back to Uruk. The poet describes the trip in the same words that he used for the journey to the cedar forest. At 400 miles, they stopped to eat. At 1,000 miles, they pitched their camp. This is a reverse journey through the landscape of dreams. It is, in its formulaic language, the way back from the monster. But this time, it is not a return to hubris, violence, and death. It is a return to wholeness. Still, there is one last failure to endure and overcome. On the way back, Gilgamesh bathes in a pond, and, rather than handing the precious plant to Ushanabi, he leaves it on the ground. This act of stunning carelessness is like other famous last-minute mistakes in myths and folktales throughout the world. Orpheus's over-the-shoulder glance at Eurydice, for example, or the youngest son's choice to sit on the edge of a well in the Grimm's The Golden Bird. There is always something fated about these mistakes. They don't seem like accidents because they are willed by the shape of the story. We feel that they had to happen. In light of Gilgamesh's history of violence and self-destruction, it seems that some inner dynamic won't allow him to eat the plant. That would be too simple, too good to be true. The spoiler is a snake, as in the Eden story. Though here the snake is not cunning, it is entirely innocent, and simply takes advantage of a good opportunity. The poet needs only 3 lines to shatter Gilgamesh's hopes. A snake smelled its fragrance, stealthily it crawled up, and carried the plant away. As it disappeared, it cast off its skin. Thus, in the words of Psalm 103, the snake's mouth is satisfied with good things, and its youth is renewed like the eagle's. O Felix Serpens! When Gilgamesh realizes that the snake has slithered off with his antidote, he cries out yet again, "What shall I do now? All my hardships have been for nothing. Oh, Ushanabi, was it for this that my hands have labored? Was it for this that I gave my heart's blood?" It is the last gasp of tragedy. One is touched by his anguish, but only so far. One also wants to say, "Well, what do you expect, you silly goose? That's what happens when you leave magic plants lying on the ground." This is not the point, of course. The episode is not meant to be a lesson in prudence. It is the end of the line for Gilgamesh's quest. He is face to face with the realization that there is no immortality and no return to youth. A realization that can result, depending on your readiness, in either despair or freedom. When there's no way out, you just follow the way in front of you.